Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend. On today's news, we've got some details about Spider-Man 2's lack of co-op.
Ubisoft's Star Wars game might be coming sooner than we think.
And Mortal Kombat 1's guest characters and cameo fighters have started to leak, including Megan Fox and Travis Scott.
Interesting.
We'll get back to all this stuff. First news story is Spider-Man 2, which I assume will be detailed on Wednesday night. I guess it'll be in the morning for the Americans.
It bloody better be.
At the PlayStation Showcase, assumedly we'll get a big old gameplay deep dive into that game. However, Insomniac were replying to someone who was asking about multiplayer elements and co-op in the game, and they literally just, someone asked, hey, is the game co-op? And they literally just said, nope. Nope, it's an epic single-player adventure. Now, I feel like that's been talked about for quite some time at this point on the initial press release for the game when the game was first announced. It did always say a single-player adventure, a single-player story, but various voice actors, various people involved in the project have hinted at co-op elements, and obviously because you have Miles Morales and Peter Parker as main characters, a lot of people kind of held out hope that it would be co-op eventually. But no,
PlayStation Predictions podcast that we did yesterday and is now up on the channel. Yes. I almost asked you if you thought the game would be co-op, and I'm so glad I didn't, because it would have been instantly dated when this news came out a few hours later. To me, this is music to my ears.
Same.
Not that co-op hasn't been done well in the past, but when it comes to something like Spider-Man 2, I want the focus to be on perfecting the single-player portion of the experience. It would have, of course, been cool to be able to switch and to be play with another friend as Miles Morales and Peter Parker together, but if that came at the expense of, you know, proper pacing or, you know, story developments involving those characters or sidelining one because they're put out of action by a villain, for instance, I like that they're focusing on the single player component initially.
No, man, same. The thing is, like, co-op games, they have their place. It's not that I hate them or anything. Army of Two was a nice amount of fun.
You like Gotham Knights?
I love Gotham Knights, but I'm not playing I'm playing Gotham Knights single player.
Yeah.
That's that rare game that they always tell us can be played single player, even if it's got a drop-in, drop-out co-op. And I'll just always force those games to be single player. So I am always ever going to try and play Spider-Man 2 single player anyway. So I guess I'm quite glad that they're getting out there saying this. It does put all the impetus on what have they added. Have you got some sort of like team up moves? Can you like hit a button to trigger your other Spider-Man's moves or something? I'm very curious how that's going to work. It reminds me of, or makes me think of, Arkham Knight's co-op moves, where they were very seldom used, but like there were those couple of levels when you played as Batman, you could bring in Nightwing, you could do moves together. I'm kind of hoping it's a bit like that.
Yeah, really underused in the Arkham series, I thought. I really wanted to see them, you know, double down on that in Arkham Knight, especially because, like you said, they look so cool. It feels so exciting to have more than one superhero in the fray. The AI worked really well, from what I can recall. It was quite a long time ago. So I hope there's some kind of system in place for Spider-Man 2 that does something similar.
Yes. Speaking of something similar, actually, it doesn't work at all because this game's completely different.
There you go.
Let's talk about Ubisoft's open-world Star Wars game. Now, the update from this comes from a write-up over on Kotaku, just saying that the game is expected to come 2024. This is actually, I kind of just forgot the details for this thing, but it's Ubisoft Massive. It's the dudes that did the Division 1 and 2, and it's the same director. It's Julien Garrette. And Kotaku write this up saying the two sources tell Kotaku that development on Project Helix, which seems likely to include some form of interplanetary space travel, hasn't been progressing well. Ubisoft are now aiming for a release date between April 2024 through March 2025, and Julien Garrette says that the game is totally different to the Division 1 and 2.
It's
so
interesting.
We've got quite a lot of things to play with.
Yeah, we certainly do. Like, Star Wars, I like where Star Wars is right now. Across all of the different mediums, Scott Tilford, I don't know if you would agree, but I think there's a lot of great,
Jedi Survivor,
really good.
Right.
Parts of the Mandalorian Season 3 people liked.
I
like the movies that were announced. They sound really cool. I want to watch that Rey film and the others, the Old Republic one in particular, James Mangold. I like him.
Yeah.
Stop giving me that face. The point is, no matter where Star Wars is right now, I don't really trust Ubisoft necessarily with the IP.
Right.
The trajectory they're on in comparison isn't particularly great. I haven't enjoyed the last few games that they have released, so to hear that it's apparently not progressing well doesn't fill me with confidence. But it's interesting that further in the Kotaku report, they also say that their sources tell them that Ubisoft is expecting this to be their first big non-Assassin's Creed blockbuster in quite some time. So they're seemingly confident in it in terms of its sales, and I just want to hope that kind of translates to confidence in the gameplay and the mechanics and whatnot, because I am excited that it's different from what Massive have done before. I was a big fan of The Division 1, but I wouldn't want that style of gameplay, you know, supplanted into the Star Wars universe. Well, I want something a bit more story focused and maybe a bit more action heavy.
Yeah, same. The thing is, because they're mentioning the idea of interplanetary travel, that being something that, you know, is maybe causing the team to reevaluate ways that the project's coming together and elongating the development time, and then saying that it's massively different from the Division 1 or 2, I'm assuming that makes me think of Mass Effect. That makes me think of some sort of intergalactic Star Wars Mass Effect type thing, because there's a huge Mass Effect shaped hole in the gaming industry right now.
That's true.
And you might as well try and plug it. Ubisoft love plugging obvious holes for obvious ideas, for open goals, and I feel like, you know, who wouldn't want to at least give that a shot?
That's a good point. They like see a gap in the market, and they're like, we could make the most derivative thing possible and fill that pothole over with these ideas. No, like you said, you know, Mass Effect 4 seems to be quite far out. Knights of the Old Republic, the remake of it, seems to be, you know, in development hell at this moment in time. Yeah. Jeff Grubb the other day was saying he's not sure that thing's ever going to come out. So if it is a Star Wars RPG, I would be down for that. I'd be cautiously optimistic. But like I say, just based on Ubisoft's general track record recently, the proof will be in the pudding, and I'll have to see what's going on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Ubisoft are on a bit of a weird tangent at the minute. I mean, the Assassin's Creed Mirage gameplay leaked, but it was just more of the same stuff, obviously, to some degree. But I guess we'll see what else. Maybe things get shown at the PlayStation Showcase. Maybe they have some things to show across Summer Games Fest. We will see. Final news story of the day is Mortal Kombat 1's guest character starting to be leaked. Now, this initially came from Amazon. There are more people to this. But yeah, back when the Mortal Kombat 1 reveal happened last week, Amazon initially wrote up their product listing and included some various guest characters. Now, these are playable characters. So guest characters, playable characters, include Omni-Man, which is J.K. Simmons' character from Invincible. I didn't know him by name.
What that is?
Invincible's phenomenal. Cool. Yeah. Go watch Invincible. It's great. But yeah, so Omni-Man is J.K. Simmons' character from that. We also have Homelander and Peacemaker.
Very good.
Which, sure, why not?
Yeah.
I guess Homelander makes sense for the fatality stuff. I haven't seen the Peacemaker show.
No, but if it gets me like John Cena in there,
as long as they get him. Yeah. Just give me John Cena. Just have actual John Cena. So those are the playable characters. The thing that Mortal Kombat 1 also has are cameo fighters. Now, they've not detailed these yet. Cameo with a K. But the cameo fighters are listed as assists, so they haven't detailed the new gameplay systems yet, but it seems like it's an assist-based fighter where you're hitting some sort of button or whatever it is to bring in a different assist animation to help you in combat, which allows them to tap into, whatever they need to. I have a whole cynical view of this where I think they're just going to go full banana sandwich Fortnite style and bring in as many different franchises as possible. Because if you start running down the ones that have leaked so far, the cameo fighters that are listed on the Amazon page are Tremor, Johnny Cage, Chameleon, Movado, and Farrah. Movado's from Deadly Alliance, which I appreciate them bringing Movado back, even though I don't love the character particularly. But it's obviously worth saying at this point that Johnny Cage being a cameo fighter, he has to be an actual character as well.
He's already been confirmed as an actual character on the roster in the initial press release for Mortal Kombat 1. So that is interesting because it suggests that, you're going to have two versions of these characters, perhaps. One is a kind of cameo assist character, like you mentioned, and one is the main fighter with all of the moves that you'd expect. And that's interesting, though I think people might be a little bit pissed off if people are only in there as cameo fighters and they don't get to play as them properly.
I don't want another Shovel Knight in Smash Brothers situation. Let me play as the people that I love.
Yeah.
If they bring Onaga back, I'm going to keep talking about the... Onaga trumpet.
Loves them.
Until they bring Onaga back, but if they bring him back as a cameo fighter, that's going to suck. Anyway, the newest piece of information in this regard is Sacred Symbols' Colin Moriarty saying that the person that told him that Jean-Claude Van Damme was going to be in the game, which is now confirmed, Jean-Claude Van Damme is his skin for Johnny Cage, also told him that Megan Fox and Travis Scott were going to be in the game. Now, he didn't have specifics for this, but so far that source has been correct.
Hey, if Nicolas Cage can be in Dead by Daylight just as Nicolas Cage, why not do this? It's kind of, to me, is a natural continuation in a way. I'm not saying I like this, by the way, but it's a natural continuation of what they started to do with Mortal Kombat 11 when they brought in the classic movie skins for the characters as well, and even got back some of the actors to do the voice lines. Yeah. And obviously we're getting Jean-Claude Van Damme in as a skin this time around, so it kind of seems like they're maybe, instead of giving us actual fighters, though in this case it does seem like it, they're also interested in just, giving us movie star skins and celebrity skins over the top of the characters that we already have in
which is
interesting.
That's what makes me think that it's Warner Brothers at the very top of this, and, we said this when the reveal happened. I feel like Mortal Kombat is the only positively charged IP that Warner Brothers have right now, where people are actively hungry for more of it. They're actively like, oh my god, I can't believe the different story aspects of it, everything else. There's not much infighting going on online in the Mortal Kombat fandom. Nearly everybody is down the same road, which if you're a big old businessman and say, well, how much can we mine this? How many different ways can we pilfer this to get as much money out of it as possible? Which is another way of saying that I assume they will go the Fortnite route and try and have as many optional skins, as many optional character packs or whatever as possible. The fact that they're splitting guest characters and cameo fighters means they can sell you the same character twice.
That is true.
I'm just going down that route for now. I will see how things roll out, but it's not like we haven't been covering the game industry for 10 years now.
No, it's true, and especially when it comes to Warner Brothers and their practices previously, stuffing a lot of microtransactions and a big grind into Mortal Kombat 11, and then receiving a bit of a backlash and then having to kind of roll that back. They have tried to push this franchise here and there before to see what they can get away with, so I'm sure they're going to do that again. That said, when it comes to skins and guest characters and returning characters from the series, I love that stuff. I really do. Like, the more characters, the more skins, the better.
Same.
As long as the prices aren't extortionate and as long as there are a wealth of options already in the game in terms of characters and skins and unlocks, as long as it doesn't feel like you're content starved and then they're being like, oh, we've got all of this other stuff here for $5.99 each. As long as that's not the case, which it very much could be, I'm here for this. I want this kind of wacky variety that Mortal Kombat has embraced.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's the thing. And the Mortal Kombat 11 review that I did back in 2018, 2019, 2019, we had to point out the fact that they had the microtransaction side of it for the fatality tokens, and they had all these insane difficulty spikes that you could pay your way through if you bought the different boosts to get through those arcade ladders. All that stuff was patched out. You know, they very much refined that stuff going forward, and then went on to do one of the best rollouts of DLCs and character packs ever, or at least in fighting game history. The Rambos, the Terminators, yes. Joker, whatever. That stuff's been great. So they should know what they're doing this time. I just have to flag that side of it, because it's still Warner Brothers. It's still that side of it, but hopefully they do right.
You know what, kind of, not, it doesn't suck, but obviously we don't have Injustice at this moment in time. Injustice seems to be, has been put on ice for whatever reason, but I kind of do like that NetherRealm is bridging the gap by still introducing a lot of superhero characters into the Mortal Kombat universe. Obviously you've got Homelander there, you've got Peacemaker, you've got Omni-Man, I assume is some kind of superhero.
He can fly around. He can punch things into oblivion.
You had the Joker in the previous game, you've always got these kind of superhero characters in there, so that's kind of cool. I would prefer an individual game for those characters to allow them to shine rather than be crowbarred into Mortal Kombat, but still, it's interesting.
Yeah, I think overall, if they're going to go down the celebrity route, I want Metallica in there.
Of course
Let me Kirk Hammett with a guitar. Lars can drum someone to death. I mean, why not?
I want more horror movie characters in there. They had a really good run with that stuff. Like you said, you know, they had like the Xenomorph in there, they had like the Terminator, they had Jason Voorhees, they had other people. Maybe Freddy Krueger, like, I'm not entirely sure. But
no, he was in there too. They were nearly all in MK10, which is like the bad one from the last few years. Bring the Xenomorph back and don't do that weird crossover with Baraka. Do a proper Xenomorph.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think down in the comments below of the guest characters and cameo situation. Who do you want to see? And check this video out right here for probably our reaction to Mortal Kombat in the first place. Share in the excitement and watch the PlayStation.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Showcase with us tomorrow. For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.